the three teams that get linked to Watt the most are the Eagles, the 49ers, and the Lions. Those are the three. Right off the top of your head, of those three, who is the team you'd be most willing to at least listen to on a TJ Watt offer?
Probably the Lions. Roseman would make me assume I was getting fleeced somehow in the deal.
Well, also, their draft picks are probably the worst because they just won the Super Lions Bowl and they still have a really good team.
The Lions aren't much better.
But they had a brain drain, Malzi.
Oh, the brains just drained right out of that place.
Ben Johnson's... No, seriously, though. You don't think Ben
the
Johnson
GM
loss...
I still think the GM and the head coach are very good at what they do. Holmes and Campbell.
Man, you've done a 180 on Campbell. You've become a Campbell lover, a Campbell acolyte.
When was I anti-Campbell?
Well, I thought you kind of looked at him as a meathead when he first broke in with the eating of kneecaps and things of that nature, no?
Yeah, and then when he proved to be a very good coach who took the effing Detroit Lions and made them like a powerhouse,
yes.
That kind of changed
I'm
my
not,
opinion.
Yes,
on them.
I'm not saying that other people haven't done the same. I'm just pointing out that you look at Dan Campbell as the brains behind it and not the coordinators there. I mean, it is, I will say this, it is a little bit like, let's see what he looks like without those guys the same way I would have said, let's see Mike Tomlin without Bruce Arians
and
Dick
Geron.
Or Dick Geron, Dick LeBeau. What am I saying, Geron?
Well, because Ben Johnson went to the Bears and Geron coached
him.
There, I gave you an out. I want to see what Ben Johnson looks like in a perpetually dysfunctional big market franchise where they all... Where their quarterback just had to admit because of his dad that he didn't want to be drafted.
Both of those
them.
Coordinators went to places that typically lose. So, Jets and Bears.
Yeah. I would be most willing to inquire with the Lions because I do think that there's sort of a window that they sense there where there's an even greater urgency to try to win one because of how sordid their history has been.
Did you say no to San Francisco because of the Ayuk?
No, I just think they're pretty well run too. Like I don't think any of these teams are poorly run. Obviously, that's why the Lions probably should have, had they not stubbed their toe, ended up in some sort of powerhouse matchup with the Eagles, where I think they were probably the two best teams in football this year. But I just think there's an urgency with the Lions with what happened with Hutchinson last year and how that derailed them, even though they still made the playoffs and still had the best record in the NFC. That they might be more motivated than the other two to get a deal done is kind of my thinking. If you're the Niners, you can still say, well, we have Nick Bosa. If you're the Eagles, you can just kind of say, look at what our roster looks like. I think they're even with Hutchinson there, they now have that fresh wound of having experienced life without him. And to be fair, without like 2/3 of the rest of their starting defense. And I think that they might be more willing or likely to overpay than any of the other two that are mentioned. I thought the Rams were still getting occasionally mentioned too in this. They're a team that I tried to do like the spot track thing where it's like, what are the teams that have the potential need and the cap room to bring a guy like Watt on in a trade?
Yeah.
I feel like the Lions are definitely one, and I thought it was either Washington or LA, the Rams specifically, that was the other. But maybe the Rams stuff has cooled. I know I've heard Philly get like, Spike Eskin.
Philly's
over there.
The one that get, well, not yeah. even by their blowhards.
But like radio people over there have started to hypothesize about it too.
I think they're just like people that cover the Eagles think that there's a potential fit there because of the cap space they have. And they really haven't, they don't have another, like the other two teams that I brought up have Bosa
have an
and
alpha
have Hutchinson.
Dog coming off
you
the
brought
edge.
Up the Rams. They have Verse.
True.
Who's going to be a monster.
And Fisk is really good too.
So
different kind of player, obviously.
Look, I mean, two's better than one, I guess, especially if you have the cap space and you feel it away.
Don't you look at the Eagles as having, like, Jalen Carter as their ultra... I know he's not coming off the edge, but, like, I just feel like that is their ultra-disruptive player there. And it's also a defense that's built on just having a million guys and having Vic Fangio drawing it up and scheming it up.
The Eagles are the favorite among the odds makers if Watt were to change teams.
How many...
3-1.
Give me like the top fives. Eagles 3-1.
Eagles 3-1. Niners 4-1. Mm-hmm. Lions 6-1. Mm-hmm. Patriots 7-1. Seahawks 9-1.
Patriots doesn't. I know that people feel like they're on the rise. I happen to think that.
So do I.
I know.
So does Donnie. That's scary. We all think they're going to be.
I know that
this year.
They need defensive talent because it's still May and they've got to continue bolstering that roster. That feels like a weird match though, right there.
No Bills.
I would think, yeah, that's another one.
No.
Like, Bills just
I don't think Bills have the cap space, Don. I think they're cap poor. They're one of the lowest, actually. The three teams in the division obviously have the worst odds because They it just
just
seems.
Just imagine teaming up Watt and Garrett.
Like it would never happen. And then you've got the Chiefs 50-1. The Bills are 45-1 to trade for him.
I just
completely off the grid.
I don't think it's quite like Tampa Bay Rays level with a guy like Roseman, but he's just the best in the business. And I would always feel like in any transaction with him, I would have a leery sense that I was getting the wrong end of the deal, even though he and Weidel are obviously familiar. And so Andy would probably have a pretty good idea as to how Howie's mind works. I just have a lot of respect for how Roseman does that job. So I would say the Lions would be my preferred trading partner if it came to that, for the reasons I laid out earlier. Like, do you think that a team is motivated by that kind of desperation a little bit? You can make the argument for the Niners.
Sure,
for all the shine that Shanahan gets, they still haven't won one.
Look at what Washington did in the playoffs to Detroit.
Not even that. I'm saying, like, franchise recent history. Detroit's obviously got to overcome the fact that they were the NFL's punchline for so long, and I think there's an urgency to win there and to really capitalize on, like, the momentum. The Niners still haven't won one. They've been, like, a media darling because everyone loves Shanahan's offense. The Eagles, in a way, are, like... They're chilling, man. Like they're the cock of the walk in the NFL right now.
Let me just give you a fun made-up trade. Tell me if you guys do this. If you know, like, let's say they're really at a stalemate, okay? So that way, like, even the people that are, like, Watt worshipers have to at least say, I'll listen because it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. If the Lions called the Steelers and said, we'll offer you Jameson Williams in a 2025 second round, or 2026 second round pick. And we'll throw in a third round pick in 2027. So two day two picks in Jameson Williams for TJ Watt. Are we getting anywhere, Donnie? You're a football guy. You are the football guy. Are we now, like, are you, like,
you pique the interest a little bear? A little bit there.
I think the thing...
I mean, Williams had a pretty impressive
year.
He's
a phenomenal big play threat. I do think there's some validity to...
Get him off FanDuel. You know, take the...
No, I know, but there's also some validity... There's some validity to the idea that, like, how good is he outside of a Ben Johnson system that was designed to get him the ball in big play situations? We agree with that, like, a little bit. Like, they knew how to free him up in an offense that had Laporta, both backs, St. Brown, who's the best, like... pure possession, one of the best all-around guys in the league. You know what I would worry about with Williams, as much as I think he's an electrifying talent, is he going to be another wide receiver who breaks bad here? Not so much because he inherently is some bad guy, although remember how pissed off he looked when the Lions drafted him? Like, I have to go to Detroit, really? But I could see him getting frustrated if the offense doesn't find a way to make sure he's getting explosive touches.
That's what my fear would be, although it's also another... potential time for, hey, Mike Tomlin got the best out of this guy.
Well, you know what, though? I think Dan Campbell's becoming that kind of coach where, yes, these guys got in trouble, obviously, and did something they shouldn't have done, but it seems like Campbell is the new it guy for getting players who are basically willing to, like, sacrifice limbs on the field for him.
That just strikes me as the type of trade. If Schefter says teams are waiting and lurking in the weeds to see what happens with Watt, that just seems like the type of deal that the Lions would offer the Steelers, because they know the Steelers have
a wide receiver problem. They took that kid whose name looks like Tesla from Arkansas in the third round.
They drafted a wide receiver.
Yeah, they drafted a receiver. They actually drafted two. They drafted a kid from Georgia with their last pick.
So, you know, they've got some depth there. The Steelers don't...
They also have Laporta, who's basically their de facto second best receiving
Steelers don't really
threat.
Need an edge rusher back if they were, hypothetically speaking, to trade Watt, because they've got Herbig and Sawyer.
Is Williams
there.
Too redundant, though, again, skill-wise with DK Metcalf, because they're both just vertical big play threats? Like, you're just going to keep running go balls all the time?
Yes.
Is that going to work with the offensive line? I mean, I guess I have to hope it will. Does Rodgers want to throw a bunch of vertical stuff?
So you're saying you'd want more of a possession-type receiver, ideally?
St. Brown would be like this. He's obviously a way better player than Jameson Williams, but he would be like this incredible fit where you have this guy who can do jack-of-all-trades and run any route. He's very sure-handed, very reliable, and then here's DK Metcalf just running as fast as he can on verts.
But Detroit wouldn't do that because they're trying to win a Super Bowl.
St. Brown's their guy. I get. Yeah, that's why... You make an interesting proposal, and I know you've already considered everything we've said back to you here, and that's why you gave us that specific player. End picks. The second and third round picks aren't nothing either. Like, if next year's goal is to get a quarterback, You have more capital if you have an extra second round pick.
Okay, another one. Let's say San Francisco is the third best odds said, oh, that's what Detroit's offering. We'll do our second, our third, and the receiver we'll give you is Pearsall instead of Jameson Williams. Do you like that better?
What if they would have made it Ayuk?
I heard that trade already was proposed. It was at the goal line, Don.
Thanks, guys.
Pearsall, and then their second and third?
Yeah. 2026 second and a 2027 third.
I like Pearsall as a player. He seemed to come back well.
He's younger, so you get more years of him.
Freaking shot.
Yeah. I mean, Williams is only 23. It's not like
Jameson
we're talking
Williams
about a guy.
Is
no,
like
but I'm saying his contract, he's going to be re-upped sooner than Pearsall because Pearsall was a rookie last year.
Yes. But Pearsall's actually an older person by like 200 days.
Interesting.
It's the old Justin Fields-Kenny Pickett bit. I like Pearsall. He's not as much of a big play threat. I think Williams is the more obviously like explosive player, but Pearsall seems like a guy who has a little bit more of a varied kind of route running role. Big guy too, 6'3", like big dude. Also, he got shot and just kind of.
So you'd be sitting
right
there
back
at the table saying, "Guys, I mean, look at the way he came back from that bullet wound."
Football guy.
I'd rather have that guy than the dude who kept losing parlays. And getting busted.
I mean, what deal would you take, just out of curiosity? Because I think it's really boils down to what you think of each receiver versus the other. And Williams' numbers are obviously better, and he's been a more productive player. But the contractual control and projecting Pearsall is interesting.
I think I'd take the Detroit offer because I'm of the opinion that San Francisco is going to bounce back this year. So I don't think they're drafted.
Detroit's going to fade?
Maybe not fade.
I still think they're the best team in that division.
But I could see Chicago or Green Bay winning that division.
Well, you're a huge Ben. Well, so am I. I think Ben Johnson's really good. But you got to be a big Ben Johnson believer.
Are you guys also aware of how many picks the Eagles will have in 26?
Probably like 65.
How many is it?
So they have 10, and they're projected to have 13.
Howie's playing chess, brother. Everybody
else is
playing
checkers. The team that just won the Super Bowl is going to have potentially 13 picks. So they have, obviously, their own in rounds 1, 2, 3,
all right,
4, I've got 5, and
fake
7.
Fake John and Robinson. Do we want a fake John and Robinson proposal here? Because we know he loves this stuff. He lives for it.
So they have 1 in round 1, 1 in round 2. They have 3 picks in round 3 projected, 2 picks in round 4, 5 projected picks in round 5, and then 1 in round 7.
What if the Philly trade is the Eagles first in 2026?
Which will be a late first, most likely.
They're second in 2027, and the receiver you get is Jahan Dotson back.
Yeah, I don't love the receiver there. I know it's the first.
You're getting a first instead.
You're probably getting pick 30, and then you're still, if you're assuming they're going to be really good, getting what, like pick 58?
So that one's the least interesting one to you, even though there's another first coming back.
Fake John and Robinson, I have to put it out there. You guys know he loves this. He lives for it. Watt and a third for New England's first, Jabril Peppers and Javon Baker. A first, a safety who's just, whatever.
I don't like that trade because I think New England's going to be good.
Well, if you think that they're going to be middle of the pack, the first gets a lot better. But if you think that they're going to make the playoffs as a sneaky playoff team, I think that one's all about the first round pick spot.
Baker had one catch for 12 yards last year.
I mean, he's a total projection.
The other reason why the Philly one would, even though it would be a first round pick, the Steelers would say no to, is because I just think that that's too big of a drop off in terms of how they would help their team this year. You replace Watt on the roster with a number three wide receiver. At least Jameson Williams, you can make an argument like he might be a borderline number one wide receiver. You know, and who knows what Pearsall is? He really barely scratched the surface last year because of what happened to him.
Like I said, though, I'm impressed that a guy comes back after that kind of thing and still puts up 400 yards and is averaging 13 a catch. That's a pretty solid start to a career.